me that.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll get that.
What trip, where you going?
Going to the Sierra Nevada.
Same place or different?
Yeah, well, I'm actually going there for a week, and then I have a group of friends that are going to Bandon Dunes.
Good.
What's Bandon Dunes?
It's a golf, I think it's called, in Oregon coast. So I'm from San Diego, spent 3 months up there on my way.
Good evening, everybody. The regular meeting of the Joint Land Use Board for Thursday, June 23rd, 2022, is called to order. I wish to announce that the open public meeting law known as Sunshine Law of 1975 has been complied with. The notice of this meeting was advertised at a reorganization meeting, at which time our official newspapers were notified. Copies are placed on the bulletin boards. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Rich.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Mr. Wells.
Here.
Ms. Jackson. Mr. Keel.
Here.
Mr. Dawson.
Here.
Mr. Pauli.
Here.
Mr. Jackson. Here, Ms. Purvis.
Here.
Mr. Vanderburg.
Here. Okay. Could I have approval for the minutes from March 24th, 2022? A motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Roll call.
Mayor Rich.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Mr. Wells.
Yes.
Mr. Schory.
Yes.
Mr. Dawson.
Yes.
Mr. Pauli.
Stand.
Mr. Vanderburg.
Yes. Could I have approval of minutes from April 28th, 2022?
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Rich.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Mr. Wells.
Yes.
Mr. Schory.
Yes.
Mr. Dawson.
Abstain.
Mr. Pauli.
Abstain.
Mr. Vanderburg.
Yes. Okay, next item is Resolution JLUB-22-8, Ladosa Enterprises LLC, Block 99, Lot 2. Could I have a motion to approve the resolution?
Second.
Mayor Rich.
Abstain.
Councilwoman Hess.
Abstain.
Mr. Wells.
Yes.
Mr. Schory.
Abstain.
Mr. Dawson.
Yes.
Mr. Pauli.
Yes.
Mr. Vanderburg.
Yes. New business, application JLUB-22-9. McEwen Lee, 625 Choose Landing Road, Block 225, Lot 3. Change in use, vacant hair salon and apartment to acupuncture clinic and apartment. Can you please come forward?
Okay, Ms. Lee, if you could stand, if you could raise your right hand. Please provide your name and your address for the record. Wait a minute.
Okay, my name is Mikel Lessons Lee, L-E-E, and my address is 615 Choose Landing Road in Linden Ward, 08021.
Okay. And Mr. Hanson?
Yeah. You want me to give the address first?
No, just your name and...
Jeff Hanson, Board Engineer with the firm of Environmental Resolutions.
Okay, if you both could raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give tonight will be the whole truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Joe, if I may, I could go through my letter and explain the nature of the application and ask Ms. Lee a bunch of questions that probably would get us through the application pretty...
Would that be okay with you, Mr. Hanson?
I was going to go through my review letter and ask you some questions about your application and the business, and I think that'll provide a lot of information for the board so that we can get through the proceedings efficiently, maybe. This is a minor site plan waiver, change of use, 615 Shoes Landing Road. There's an existing single-family residence there with an existing vacant business that's attached to it. It was previously used as a beauty salon. Ms. Lee, from what I understand, wants to maintain the residential property and have an acupuncture business in the former salon. There's seven parking spaces on the site, including two in a driveway in front of the house, and there's five to the side of the business. The business is to the right of the dwelling as you look at the property from Shoes Landing Road. It's on the north side of Shoes Landing, right on that same block up the street from Wawa a little bit. There's a couple residences in between the Wawa and Ms. Lee's residence, business there. And like I said, it's on the north side of Shoes Landing Road. Town Center Strip Mall's across the street from that. And permitted use, or it is a permitted use in the B1 zones pursuant to 365-58B of the code. I have no objection to minor site plan waiver or deem the application complete contingent upon Ms. Lee given the information that's in the letter, that's asked for in the letter. Okay, Ms. Lee?
Yes.
What days and hours is the business going to be open?
It should be Monday through Friday or Saturday, depending on.
Okay.
And there's no nighttime, probably 9 to 5, but sometimes 7. It depends on the.
You want me to say 9 to 7?
I would say so.
Okay. Saturday, same hours?
Probably not.
Okay. Limited hours on Saturday?
Saturday, probably in the mornings, probably 9 to 1.
Okay. How many employees would you have there, including yourself?
Right now, I'm only employee and employer.
Okay.
The only person to work in here.
Just you? Can you give us a little, it's acupuncture, can you explain the nature of the business, basically, for the.
Well, I was surprised that actually my landscaper and my plumber, they knew that the acupuncture is actually reading needles. I mean, 10 years ago, nobody really know what it is, so. Like, you know, like, physical therapy and chiropractors, and you can see, you can imagine, like, a similar setup as of, like, office-wise. We use the massage table, and we don't use, like, machines or some other equipment. We don't use that, but basically, like, a massage table and some, like, spaces that I can treat people, you know.
Almost like a conventional patient-doctor relationship, almost.
I do, yeah, but it's not, we're not, like, the first line of the Medicare, you know, provider, so.
Okay.
There's not going to be really emergencies much. That's why I compare, you know, like, chiropractors and, you know, PT.
Okay.
We work a lot with each other, too, you know, but in this case.
For referrals and whatnot?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so. I don't see any chiropractor nearby, but I see some, like, a little bit outside of this town, and, so, but inside would be pretty much same like that.
Okay. So how many patients do you, or clients do you think you would have at the facility at any one time, maximum?
It depends on, I can tell, because I can say that, well, I think compared to anywhere, you know, because I think there's crosswalks and churches.
You think the parking will be adequate for the number of, that's what I'm sort of getting at, is that you think the number of parking spaces you have there is adequate for the use?
I'm working along, I can see next month, $200,000, and that's probably the next.
There's.
By the nature of the number, you know, so I have my list. So 7,000 spaces, 10.
Are you gonna rent the residential unit, or are you living on?
I'm living.
You're living there, okay.
So, that's my house and my workplace.
Okay, and I don't imagine, it doesn't sound like there's a tremendous amount of trash or recycling that'll be generated by the business?
Like I said, it's looking empty. And, I just, I don't know. basically just, I don't know, just create a lesson how to,
Okay. That's what I would have, I think, that's what I'm imagining. How about, are you going to have a business, are you going to use the existing business sign there that was, when I was out there, I noticed it was empty?
There's an existing sign, I had to pick it up, but I will, you know, they probably can do so.
Same template?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to change anything.
Okay. How about security, are you going to have, security cameras?
Yes.
All that?
There's, I don't know, like, the,
Yeah, like a Zoom, or, and what's it called, Ring, I mean, not Zoom. Okay. And then the only site issue I saw out there was the parking lot striping was, faded, it was, non-existent. We have the parking spaces restriped in the lot. Okay, and then you'll have to get a CO, assuming you get approval tonight, you'll have to get a CO from the construction office. And I think that covers everything in my letter, Mr. Chairman, unless the board has any specific questions for me. Turn it over to you guys for questions or comments.
If I could, do you have a floor plan of the,
Not yet, actually, I just found, contractors, which is, there's a small work in the kind of house. But once I get this approval, I'm going to have, but, like I say, everything's inside. But it's just, I ran out of the open space, but it's still there, by doing, just for a purpose. And see if there's something, you know, there's things. So pretty much, I'm, like, partition.
Partition, okay.
That's it, but I need to have some funds, for the electric work, for the kitchen, has to do some lighting. Because I, with the room, then I need some, like, not the kitchen work. So, I definitely need some work, but some of the higher funds, I believe. So, for most of the time, specifically,
Do you have to be, licensed on this? Okay.
Does the county health department come out and inspect?
I'm sorry.
Do you register with the county health department for inspections?
No, I don't think they're required to do it.
DCA probably handles that. They probably handle food DCA then? With your, with the license?
Especially if you're.
If she's licensed through DCA, it's probably regulated that, through that, like a, any professional, I think, I would say.
I think my,
And you're the only employee right now?
Yes. If I, I have one patient, that's better for me, but I have no idea how to go, but I can probably hire some person, but that's about it. I like to be by myself, just to put that way, until it's, really a lot of work and, I don't really see that in the future, so, I don't know about it.
Do you have an existing business that you're moving into this location? Or you're just starting from scratch?
I want to put it on a similar. I need to get on this. For so long. I put it so late, so, I'm moving this, but it's kind of like three years. So, yeah, but it's the first time I've met.
Anybody else have any questions, or? From the board? Okay.
I have a question. Do you take most medical insurance plans?
Yes, good question. I told you that I don't know how it's going to go, because a lot of places, I think what happens, but the very, very good insurance covers that. So the reality, they often pay out. It's a hard, you know, top of the screen, you have to pay, you know, so, again, government plan and some, you know, fillers, you know, it's still good. And I mean, I don't know anything about this area, so, but not a lot of insurance covers for that. Very, very, very good insurance. But there's a car accident, you call it mobile, that's. Thank you.
So what you're saying is most of your payments are going to be either cash or a check?
I think a check getting it.
For an investment.
A lot of people, the normal people, what kind of insurance they have, and how.
This isn't, yeah.
How it's covered.
This is 230 days, or is it?
Now, do you currently do acupuncture for someone else?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think it's 230.
Where?
Yeah.
North Jersey? And that currently that they bill medical insurance and stuff like that there?
Is it this number or this? Okay, Ms. Lee, we had an issue, did you just recently buy the property?
Yes.
Okay, there is a, and this may have come up in your settlement, there is an outstanding sewer charge.
Oh, I think it was, okay.
Okay.
Is it in the settlement paper? There's sewer charge for this township, and also the Camden Town.
Camden.
Yeah, two different charges. I didn't want to say first, but it's in, yeah.
This is the CCMU, yeah.
The second issue of the Camden.
Okay, so, yeah. So typically with an application, to hear it, we have to have the taxes and all assessments taken. So she's got a check, but we'll, we have to make that a condition of approval, that if it's taken care of, okay? If in fact it hasn't been paid. Oh, okay. So does it hurt when I do this?
No, I just, that really is something that's very, very much there for my, and, I don't know if it kind of works. It's definitely a very important part of our sector. You know, I need to make myself and, minister, something more like, I need to do a lot, I need to myself to do, but, I find sometimes to have better effect and hope, which kind of hurts our, it works. And a lot of people ask me, so why don't you come in? But I can tell you that some people, they are more sensitive than everybody people. That's our thing, nobody said. Say, age, age. But I have a question, can I ask you something?
Yes.
I report, like, my expert on anyway, just kind of something that companies now have, but I might change the name, because I heard that in some ways, it's kind of like a kind of, don't know if you have a medical or something. So, is it okay if I change my,
So you're gonna either get a trade name, or are you thinking that you will, either create a corporation or a limited liability company? Just a trade name, okay. Okay. It's paid? Okay, that's good. Alright, very good.
Kate, now that she's just asked the question, so if she changes the name, does she have to come back and get another,
No, I think she's applied under McYoung Lee, that's why the letter...
Was it doing business as?
Doing business as, yeah. So that's because that's what I saw on the, later in the application, it says Romy Acupuncturist. I just put it out there as an alias. That would be the official... Okay.
You can change the trade, yeah.
That's handled in mercantile license process. That's handled in mercantile license process anyway, right?
Yeah.
Does anybody have any more questions? Ms. Lee, do you have anything else you want to add?
Not really. I'm curious myself, like you said, a lot of people aren't afraid of, so I said, okay, there's some way that I can, do any work, I think,
Do you feel mostly for relief of pain, or for...
Smoking,
or what?
So basically, anything related to,
Okay, you have nothing more to add to this? Kate, What's that?
Public.
Okay, we'd like to open the meeting to the public. Is there anybody who would like to say anything on this application?
Okay. Ms. Lee is here this evening, application for a waiver of site plan and a change of use. She's taken existing mixed-use property that is a residence and was a hair salon, which has now been vacated, and proposes to continue the residential use and then have to have an acupuncture clinic there. These are personal services, and they are permitted use within the zone. And so based on the testimony tonight, if the board was inclined to grant this application, there are a couple of conditions, one of which was that, set forth in our engineer's letter, the parking lot will have to be restriped. You will have to get a CO before you do any occupy, and if you're intending on doing some improvements inside, then a building permit. And then also with respect to the security system that you're planning on installing, we ask all our applicants to submit that system to the Lindenwald Police Department for their review and recommendations. Okay, so those would be the conditions that came up in tonight's testimony.
Okay, does anybody on the board would like to make a motion?
So moved.
Good.
Lurch?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Wells?
Yes.
Ms. Michuli?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Polley?
Yes.
Mr. Vandenberg?
Yes.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
Thank you.
Yes, good luck.
Okay, next application is JLUB-22-10, John and Gus Benor, 825 Black Plumpton Road, Block 240, Lot 1.02, change in use, dry cleaners to Rita's Water Ice. Please come forward.
Okay, well, do you want to enter your appearance? Okay, Mr. Brown, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear, and could you give me your name and your address, sir?
John Benor, 2725.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give this evening will be the whole truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be able to hear you.
The use is permitted in this zone. Basically, it means that a restaurant, retail, or fast casual fast food, similar to the little on the city corridor. And so I just, to address Mr. Hanson's letter of review dated June 15th, I'd like to just present a few questions to the applicant and to my client. So we need to explain a little bit more of what the interest is. But if the application was denied this evening, which is obviously your right, we wouldn't continue investing in the engine or site design due to the expense of the cost. So some of the questions might very well be answered with yes, we would absolutely appear before this body with a construction official or any other applicant in the future of this. So John, if you can tell me just a little bit about your experience with the extreme water.
I've been a sophomore for 10 years since 1989. I've been with Rita since 1990. I love it. It's, you know, making the best happen when they come to the school. But I'm a former operator, and we operate the school. We're just going to put the school up and see it later. We're in the school every day. We usually open up the first week of March, and we close usually during the afternoon. Our store hours are normally open. There's 15 weeks in the season, but normally we're open.
Seven days a week?
Yes.
Okay.
And, could you talk about the reason for selecting this location and entering into the contract with the county?
We, presently, we were in the Black River, which is a company there for 15 years. Our lease was up, you know, season, and I guess we heard a lot of that. But the last season, we actually were looking at the property where we were going to purchase. When we were in the middle of it, we got outbid to buy the property, and then the property came back up to sale. So we kind of turned it away. But we love it, it's reason we love it. You know, we love the township, we both, you know, live in the wall at one time, and we love it.
And we need to get, consideration of bringing the, circulation and the activity of change for our community. For anything in the environment, we really need to talk about that and the change in that as well.
Yes, you know, ever since COVID, you know, Black people have been the way, you know, the way we need to change. One good thing about the region structure is time service. We have our time service, so we don't get that by circle.
And you got three lanes there too, I see.
Yeah, it's a little tougher as far as one, three, when you get inside back there. Yeah.
Sit in the vacuum.
Put it in the vacuum thing. Water,
but our
service
is Lexington. So you don't get that back up the track.
Okay. So you, no, go ahead. No, I think you covered it.
Okay. So one of the things that you had to say on the engine for the other direction was the concrete service cycle, the delivery of seats, and all of which has been done and observed by the private client. We have to identify as the intent, that an engine be combined with an engine and a market that is combined.
Until you earn it, obviously. You don't want to take that responsibility until you earn it, obviously.
Yeah, well, actually, it's the way of the diligence structure by the county, the contract is a building out, but essentially, it's going to be approval process and diligence. If you're getting approval for the change in use, then we would actually be doing it.
Okay.
So that we can come to you, for any site plan or, committee approvals in a county.
I think if they, and I don't want to speak for the board, but if they were amenable to asking her for amenable to performing the improvements they asked on the site plan, those are really the only things that would be needed, in my opinion, to bring it up to satisfactory condition. I don't think we need a full site plan. If it would be something that I could work out with you and your engineer. I don't think there would be, unless the board feels there's any reason for them to come back, I'd like to spare you the expense and the time. I think it's probably something that we could work out between the professionals. It's nothing major. It's just making sure that the curbs got the right, you know, everything's to detail the way it's supposed to be, really. We would review that for the site plan anyway. I don't know how the board would feel about that, but if we're asking them to replace curbs, sidewalk, patch potholes and seal coat, perhaps, restripe.
Yeah, I had a question.
It's nothing earth-shattering.
Yeah. The property, is it for your purchasing the property? So it's from where the gas station was to where? We don't have a layout of the property.
It's between the gas station and the entrance, basically.
How far are we asking to prepare the?
I've got the survey set, so.
Okay.
Do you want the gas station? Here's the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's this right here. Here's Blackie's Lantern.
Yeah.
Here's Wall. So the gas station is this.
Yeah. How far do they go here? So this is the building right here?
This is the one right here.
And how far does their property go?
Right up to the edge of this curb.
So that road going through?
And
road is actually an easement, I guess it's...
Because that's, that road is in pretty bad shape.
That belongs to the road, it's not theirs.
Okay, but they're still going to work on the pothole right in front of it, or what? That's, as soon as you walk up, I mean, as soon as you walk up your curb, there's a big pothole.
That's, that would be an easement.
Yeah, is there...
So we would have to, he would have to have permission from Mr. Lieberman to fix that, or we could ask Mr. Lieberman, I mean...
Fix what?
We don't have any, there's, this access drive here, Kate, is in really bad, there's potholes on this. I would have put it in the letter, but it's not on their, it's not their property, it's an easement, which I believe would, is probably dedicated for these pro, access rights of these properties from Joe Lieberman. This is Joe Lieberman's big strip mall over here. That's where the parking for that starts.
So that road right there should be taken up with the Linwell Shopping Center.
I would imagine it's their ease, that they have granted the easement to these other businesses that are within that.
But, I mean, it's their responsibility to keep that in good order?
I don't know how the easement reads. I don't have a copy of the easement. I just know that it exists. I just got the survey a couple days ago.
Do you know how that works, the easement?
We could work out whoever's responsibility that is, and if it's Mr. Lieberman's responsibility, we'll get in touch with him to address it.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, I don't
know what kind of authority we have the regular violations to have potholes in his road. Okay. It's in bad shape.
What's this?
But don't, when I got the survey. Go ahead.
That's all this issue here. That's not my question.
The reason I knew that it wasn't on your property is because Mr. Sackler was out there doing it.
I'm going to have to take some pictures and look at the property they were out there and just have that access to the accessible.
Hey, Jeff, the other question I had was, is that front door where the cleaners are working out of, is that where you're going to, people are going to come up there? Because it's only a few steps to that road and people just cut through there. I mean, what's the orientation going to be of your business? Okay, so they're not going to walk across the street?
Exactly.
Okay.
So the traffic's going to flow to where they are.
And that's going to be towards the gas station side.
Where are the bollards going to be?
They're going to be in the front.
Okay.
The front of the building there, where the entrance is.
The second entrance coming in off Laurel Road, that's going to be...
No, the...
Were we just talking about the potholes?
It's going to be where that, see like that little basketball circle right there, like the ground line there? There it is.
Oh, right here, okay, over here. Okay.
Yeah, facing the road correctly.
Little, I understand that.
That's the way to go to that curb line. We're just about to the curb line. Okay, and then the inside of that runs back down. We go on the inside, so nobody can stumble across the street. Now, they're going to have to get out, not the price of the fence.
So the fence is going to go right to the drive-thru?
Yeah, and that'll be opening over there, so it's not concerned.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But then landscaping in there, that's all that's going on. We're basically buying for it. We're originally, that's what we're doing. And if you move to the air conditioning heating, that place is going to go away. No, the building itself. Okay? You know, I don't have it to do with. Things like that, and with the town from the left. But as far as the full walls, which is that everything is outside of the town.
Do you think the amount of parking there is going to be sufficient for the business? And if it isn't, there's a million parking spaces on the other side.
Well, we don't want them crossing that road. That's what we're just talking about. You can put a fence up, so they're not crossing the road. You know, that's the whole thing. We're using this.
I mean, even on the
other side. We don't want someone crossing that road.
Well, there's more parking on the other side of the, closer to Blackwood Plumington Road, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That would be the ideal if everything was towards where the gas station was.
That's what I'm getting at.
Where he's going to put the Bowers, and that we don't want them crossing that road.
Yeah.
Because it's where the kids are going to cut. It's dangerous.
So we don't have it.
The south side.
It's a cut.
Yeah.
There won't be that. All our parking.
Yeah, I didn't mean up by that road. I meant, you know, the extra parking that's out by Blackwood Plumington that's on the same side of that road from the.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we haven't heard how many employees he's going to have and stuff like that, so hopefully it's sufficient parking.
There's like 17 or 18 spots.
That's where my plan is. We put up a board.
How many at a time will be there, though?
Normally, we go on a permit for the business. What you'll say is five.
Okay.
Okay, when we first open, usually we have two. Now, the drive-through, we need more. And to answer the question too about parking, with the Regis drive-throughs, you have more people now. You get a family from other towns with their kids. It's so much easier now with drive-through because they, take them out of the car seats, walk them up to the thing, get their stuff, kids are home all over the place, then you got to go back to the car, pop them back in, and then they take them home. Now they just drive up. So you have less at the walk up than when you use them.
Are you planning any outside seating, like picnic benches or things like that?
Yeah, we're thinking about on that side where the parking is, where that grass line is. Maybe you have some nice looking benches and umbrellas and things like that. But that's the thing. Absolutely. Every one of my stores that I do have, we have security systems at all the stores. I work with the local police department with our security systems. Also, whatever fire codes, things like that. As far as striking, we'll have arrows for the fire to do for when, signs for every time we make it, so that's my problem.
We just asked for some stop signs. At the collector road, the access points for the collector road.
Yeah.
And then you'll have some wayfaring signage and stuff, but you think your sign package will be able to comply with the ordinance?
Absolutely.
And if it doesn't, you'll come back and get any variances you need, right?
Yes.
But it would be typical of it would be just like any other readers, pretty much, you think?
Pretty much. We've got the we haven't we just want to see that this location is the new one. So I don't want to have any things like that. This is what we need. As far as sign package, there's two pole signs. There's one on one side of the building and one on the other side. They have to put it on the one. But we clean it up, reclaim it, make it look.
You think the existing trash enclosure is going to meet your needs back there?
Yeah, Yeah, so we can give you a recycling and trash.
Okay.
We have two pickups, usually two pickups.
Okay.
Yeah, just about Reese will be firing him through after the London. So basically, we get two buildings. And usually, they're normally going to be one hour before we open, but sometimes we have to see them back up to the back. But still, we don't fly from 10 different venues. You know, we just have two buildings.
You guys will bring on an LSRP to handle anything that comes up as a result of the phase one and phase two investigations to bring that to a satisfactory conclusion with the ET?
And the phase two.
Okay. Nothing, no problems? Okay.
Good luck, Pete.
Can you get a copy of that?
Yeah, they'll send me the phase one already. It's very large.
I know there's
phase two. Yep. I'll have our LS, we have an in-house LSRP, so I'll have him review all that and just make sure it's satisfactory.
So we're going to have them furnish their environmental report.
She said, Colleen already sent me the phase one. I'll just have Rohan at our office review it, make sure it looks good, and that'll be it for that.
There are existing wells on that property.
For the gas station, correct. And that's not your responsibility if something comes out of that. That would be on the trust.
Okay, there's the monitoring wells?
Yeah.
They're from the gas station site, though. Okay.
Okay, does anybody from the board have any questions?
I do. So Rita's is seasonally open, right? You're only open. Right. I remember when you were down there during the wintertime, you would sell Christmas trees. Are you going to do that again? I just don't know. I just want to make sure there won't be enough room for him to set up Christmas trees and sell them. It's not going to end up being a problem.
I mean, it's a problem, but
this is solely for the reasons of attorney and representative saying we're not asking for approval for Christmas trees or holiday furnishing. If we were to do that, we would be happy to probably, if my client wanted to do that and the commission would I would say that I would assume we would be happy for the company because that is a piece of the so we would make an application with ask permission not to do.
Anybody else on the board have any questions?
No, one's just classic.
Jeff, do you have any more questions?
I don't have anything further. Everything that was asked in my letter, except for that they get a CO through the Borough Construction Office before they open, obviously. The applicant's attorney went through everything and anything that was missed to this one.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
Can we open the meeting to the public? no one from the public wants to come forward. Kate, can you?
Okay. So we have an application here for a change of use and a waiver of the site plan. The applicant proposes taking an existing dry cleaning operation, and it will become a water ice ice cream store under the Rita's Water Ice label. And it is in a B2 highway zoning district, so it is all permitted. So in the course of the discussion tonight, and in accordance with our engineer's letter, there were a bunch of conditions that if the board was to approve this, they would impose on the applicant. There's several of them that have to actually do with site work, and that is the damaged concrete curbing and the sidewalk along the perimeter of the building. There are several portions of the pavement that of the parking lot that has been is deteriorating, has to be restored. The handicap ramp is not in accordance with current regulations, so that would have to be addressed. The silt coating and restriking has been recommended and directional arrows. Stop signs to be provided on all points of egress. Clean up the landscape areas. Now, all of these had to do with the site plan, and our board's engineer did propose that in lieu of doing a full site plan, if we would authorize the site plan to be administratively handled by the board's engineer. So if the board's inclined to do that, that would be one condition. Also, the applicant is doing, has done a phase one, but there are some environmental studies that are being undertaken. This is, again, the applicant is a contract purchaser, so this is all part of their due diligence. So we would ask that all environmental reports that are issued that be provided to the board's engineer. Then we have the security system that your security and surveillance system that you're going to install. We ask all our applicants to submit that to the Lindenwold Police Department for their review and recommendations. The applicant will also provide the board's professional with a copy of the easement agreement for that road, so we can see what can be done about that road. Before you can occupy, you'd have to, the condition would be you have to get a CO and also a mercantile license. So those are the conditions that have been raised tonight. So if the board was inclined to grant this, these I think would be the conditions.
Okay, thank you, Kate. Is anybody from the board who would like to entertain a motion?
Make motion to approve. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Mr. Wells.
Yes.
Ms. Micheli.
Yes.
Mr. Dawson.
Yes.
Ms. Tripoli.
Yes.
Mr. Greg.
Yes.
Welcome to the
Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, can I open the meeting to the public? Okay. Close the meeting to the public. So I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion. Second.
Thank you.